I'm Dr. Ian Brierley. I'm a pathologist at the Vernon Jubilee Hospital in the Okanagan, and I'm pleased to see another pathologist here, general pathologist in Stephanie Nolan, so we're representing, it's good. thanks. Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity. This is a great honor. I'd like to acknowledge that I reside and work on the traditional non-ceded territories of the Silks Nation in the Okanagan, and I'll be presenting the ongoing quality improvement work that I embarked on 3 years ago, really looking at shifting the workplace culture at the Vernon Jubilee Hospital, hospital in the Okanagan. In terms of disclosures, I have none. All right, so what's the problem? The problem is too many hospital staff are crying. And not just in Vernon, I might add. they're crying at work. They're crying in their cars before work, dreading the workday ahead of them, or crying during their lunch hour or on the drive home. The fact is that rude behavior is taking a toll on hospital staff, making many of them ask the more ever-frequent question, did I make the right choice working in healthcare? So the project purpose is to stop the crying. And I thought of doing this in three ways. By showing the real impact that mild to moderate forms of rudeness have, and these are microaggressions, the other term for it, and demonstrating the compelling team advantage that comes with looking at civility and taking it seriously, and providing staff a toolkit to use in the moment when confronted with incivility. And these are life skills, not just something that's work-related. This is in the community as well. So when exposed to incivility, we can experience a 60% reduction in our cognitive capacity, and we're 30% less creative. One's ability to concentrate is hijacked. We lose our mental processing power for up to 8 hours after the event. We're made less. We're no longer on top of our game, just from an act of incivility, and a mild to moderate one at that. 80% of people lose time thinking about the event that just happened. It's all they can think about. They're rehashing it over and over in their mind, and now they're distracted. Medical errors that ordinarily would never occur can find their way in. And in healthcare, patient care can then suffer. We start losing staff. 50% of staff reduce their time at work, compounding staffing shortages and leading to increased costs of overtime. But it gets worse. On the witness side, they too are affected. They experience a 20% reduction in their cognitive capacity and a 50% reduction in their pro-social behavior shown, such as helpfulness and sharing of resources and time, just from witnessing an event. So why should civility matter? And here are some reasons to make it a priority, both at the individual level, in teams, and at the organizational level, pardon me. So when it comes to civility, you can see a 30% increase in productivity and performance in teams. There's improved team orientation as well, with at least 50% increase in engagement and in improved psychological safety. And finally, there's a 90% reported increase in job satisfaction and enjoyment at work. So teams are happier, less likely to suffer from stress-related illness. You have fewer sick days, and as a result, fewer staff vacancies as well. And staff retention and recruitment can take care of themselves. So the project sought to have at least a 70% approval rating after a four-month intervention phase with a survey on either side, comprised of 10 facilitated sessions with an expert in civility training and conflict resolution. And this was for all staff, physicians and non-physicians alike, whoever was on the ward or unit. So, in terms of survey results, 82% of respondents in the perioperative services and 88% of those in the ACU, ambulatory care, rated that the project had a positive impact. So that was great to see. And that 50% of respondents rated a notable decline in general forms of rudeness, sighing, huffing, puffing, that kind of thing, and belittling comments and dismissive gestures, because we're not talking bullying and harassment here. We're talking about the stuff that flies under the radar. Yeah, thanks. So lessons learned, there are many. Staff motivation is key. Culture change cannot be decreed. It's something that the staff has to feel is worthy of the time and worth the effort. You have to have strong support at a senior level, which I've thankfully enjoyed from the operations and medical side. And metrics are elusive with culture stuff, right? There's no hard endpoints. You rely on surveys, and survey fatigue is real, let me tell you. It's a real obstacle to get that data. And here's some of the project feedback that we've been getting. It's been wonderful to see that people have done this together and have a common way of showing up and approaching those difficult conversations now, and the power of doing it all as a group. So to summarize, teams thrive and patients survive when civility matters. It's catchy, but it's true. Right. So civility is a foundation and the boost required for high-functioning teams at any level in the organization. How we show up at work and how we react in the moment does matter. Thanks so much.